Hi, my name is Imtiaz Hussain. I'm a senior escalation engineer supporting Microsoft Windows Azure. Today, I'll be demonstrating how to enable Windows Azure Storage Analytics and look at the generated logs. Windows Azure Storage Analytics performs logging and provides metrics data for a storage account. You can use this data to trace requests, analyze usage trends, and diagnose issues with your storage account. To use Storage Analytics, you must enable it individually for each service you want to monitor. Storage Analytics can log detailed information for authenticated requests and successful anonymous requests to a storage service. Logging is enabled and disabled at the service level, not the storage account level. All logs are stored in block blobs in a container named $logs, which is automatically created when Storage Analytics is enabled for a storage account. A storage account administrator can read and delete logs but cannot create or update them. Additionally, the $logs container cannot be deleted, but its contents can be deleted. Let's look at how to configure Storage Analytics using Windows Azure Management Portal, then download the logs using Azure Storage Explorer, and finally use Microsoft Excel to look at the logs. To enable Storage Analytics, first navigate to the Windows Azure Management Portal and sign in with your credentials. Then click on the Storage extension on the left and click on the name of the storage account. Go to the Configure tab and scroll to the bottom of the page to the Logging section. For each of the storage services available with your storage account, that is blobs, tables, and queues, you can save diagnostics logs for read requests, write requests, and or delete requests. And you can also set a data retention policy for each of the services. If you do not set a retention policy, it is up to you to delete the logs. For this demo, let's enable read requests for our blob service and click Save. Now, let's make a request to a blob in the storage account for which we have configured the analytics. You can use different tools to access the storage analytics logs. For this demo, we'll use a tool called Azure Storage Explorer. The download link is provided in the references section. You will need to use the version 5 of Azure Storage Explorer to look at the storage analytics logs. In this tool, you will need to provide the account name and the account key to access the storage account. You can get these from the Windows Azure Management Portal by clicking on the Manage Keys button on the dashboard or the storage page. Once you have configured the account, select it from the drop-down list. The diagnostics logs are saved in a blob container named $logs in your storage account. This $logs container is automatically created when Storage Analytics is enabled for the storage account. Let's download the file for now. I prefer to use Microsoft Excel to look at the storage analytics log that we just downloaded. Let's open the log file in Excel, and this should open the text import wizard. Select delimited in the first step, click Next, select semicolon as the delimiter, and click Finish. Now you can see the various entries delimited in separate columns. Each log entry conforms to a standard log format that is determined by the version of Storage Analytics logging. I have a link to an MSDN article in the references section that discusses the format of this log file. I have also attached an Excel sheet called Analytics in the references section. This has a row with column names mapping to the log format for the Storage Analytics logs. Let's copy this row. Come back to the original sheet we've been working on and insert it as the first row here. Now you have the Storage Analytics log file delimited and the first row contains the names of the columns. You can also set a filter on the columns by formatting the page as a table. Let's look at some of the columns here. The request URL column shows the URL for the resource that you requested. The E2E latency column shows the total time in milliseconds taken to complete a request end to end. The server latency column is the total processing time in milliseconds taken by the Windows Azure Storage Service to process your request. This value does not include the network latency specified in E2E latency. So it's an indicator to see if the delay is on the Windows Azure Storage Service side or not. In this video, I have demonstrated how to enable Windows Azure Storage Analytics, download the logs using Azure Storage Explorer, and view the data in Microsoft Excel. Here are some relevant links. Thank you for watching.